We start again after a small pause. Mrs. Cox, do you remember the the reaction of your husband when he saw your father's work at Westminster Cathedral?
Oh yes, he couldn't believe that, you know, such intricate work could be done, because those days the original mosaics are done piece by piece, you see. They're not like today, they come on a sheet and they put it down and they take the sheet off. Everything was worked out, the design was worked out, and every piece was put in upside down. So you had to really, it is an art, mosaic. And he couldn't believe that this was such wonderful work could be done. Yes. Any more?
First time I've been in that cathedral.
Oh, it's the first time he'd been in Westminster Cathedral anyway, so yes, it's quite something. It'd be worth you going to have a look at that one day. It's really beautiful.
And do you remember which other Italian shops were in London? Which one where did you go and buy your food during the war or when you...
Well, we did have an Italian shop just around the corner from where we lived. It was run by the Abbate family. They're Swiss. And they were bombed during the war. So my mother then used to go to Brewer Street to the Lena stores. Or she'd go to King's Cross to
Servini's,
that's right, mostly there, because when we moved to Holloway, she'd go down King's Cross, Servini. Are they still there? No. Servini, that's right. So she always bought pasta, rice, the salami, everything from there, you see. So there was no problem buying Italian food at all. Yeah.
Because there were quite a few shops.
There were quite a few Italian shops, yeah. And now I go to Lewisham to an Italian shop.
And so the church, the religion, did it play an important role in your life?
Well, we were encouraged to go to church, obviously, when we were children. And, you know, we had Holy Communion and all those rites. And anybody in the family had children, they always were baptized. They always had a nice party when they did that. And, yes, we followed it. But I can't say I was a strict Catholic. I can't say that, in all honesty. Went to church, but my husband is a Baptist, so we've got two religions there.
And can you tell me what was your first job? What did you do when you after leaving school? What age did you leave school?
I left school.
Tell me that part of the
story. Yes, I left school at 14. And I went to work in an office and in Tottenham Court Road. And I did that for about a year. And then my very good friend, was in catering. So she said to me, why don't you come and, you know, be a waitress? So as we didn't have a lot of money, my father was still away, I went to work as a waitress in the West End. My first job was a place called Zanelli's in Billiard Street. It's not there anymore. And then I grew older, I worked in various places, and then eventually I worked for my brother-in-law, had his own restaurant in the City of London. That was in off London Wall. It was called the APA, so I worked there for several years. And then I decided I'd like to emigrate to America.
Can you describe a typical working day in that restaurant?
Well, it was very, very busy because it was mainly city people, and it was a lunch hour. The lunch the lunch hour was the most important part because it wasn't open in the evening. And so, you know, they served between, oh, I would say between 600 and 700 lunches a day with 4 waitresses. There were 13 staff. It was a very, very, very happy atmosphere. We were very, you know, everybody was really worked well together. We worked as a team. And yes, I had very happy years in that job. But then when I went to America...
Was it good money?
In the waitressing. It was then, because people were, well, they were quite generous, but you got a wage. The wage wasn't very good, but you had to rely on, obviously, on tips. And between your tips and your wage, you know, you had quite a good living. But when I emigrated to America, I didn't only work in catering, I worked in stores, I worked as a sales girl, I did some...
Whereabouts in America?
In America, well, I went to New Jersey, then I went to Connecticut, I worked in...
Why did you go to America? Why you had a job here, London was your place? Who invited you? Why did you go?
Well, I think I was the only one. Out of us 4 girls, I had one sister who was slightly what they call learning difficulties. So I suppose, you know, my father, as I said, he was very strict. And I felt that a little bit enclosed, you know. I felt as if I didn't want to leave home and live on my own. But at the same time, I felt restricted in a lifestyle. So I thought, a friend of mine, her daughter came back from America and said, you should come to America. It's a wonderful country, you know. And I thought, oh, that's a good idea, you know. I was quite adventuresome when I was young. And so I thought, well, maybe it might be nice to go to America and see what life is like in America, which I did.
And did I need a work permit, you know?
Oh yes, oh yes. I had to fill in the form. I had to be an emigrant, an American emigrant. And at that time, they only allowed so many people from each country, and the quota from England was never filled. But the quota from Italy, our cousins wanted to go to America. They waited 3 or 4 years, but I got my papers within 5 weeks. So I think it was a bit of a shock, really, because I think, you know, I'm one of these people that gets an idea to do something and then suddenly thinks, oh, well, I don't think I will. But when these papers arrived saying I can go, I realised I had to go, otherwise, you know, I was going to look a bit foolish. So I was very lucky that friends that I knew from the Italian church, they had family in Connecticut. So they said to me, would you like to do us a favour and bring some things over to our family in Connecticut? And I said, well, of course. So they arrived at the house with a big crate of things. And when I arrived in New York, my cousin was in New Jersey. And these family from Connecticut said, when you've spent time with your family in, you know, New York, would you like to come and stay with us in Connecticut? And I accepted, and they collected me, and I was there for 3 months. They found me a job, so I worked over there, and then...
What type of job?
In a catering. And then a young lady that I worked with was going to travel to Florida, so she said... somebody had let her, the person she was going to travel with had let her down. So she said, you wouldn't be interested in going to Florida, would you? And I said, well, yeah, why not, you know.
How old were you then?
I was 30. So I went to Florida and we travelled all around America. I did 20,000 miles travelling, working all through America. Yeah, it was very interesting, actually.
It was easy to find jobs at that
time. Oh, yes, in a catering. Although I had permission...
And the money was good.
The money was very good. I had permission to work either in a store, office clerical work, because I had learned to do typing, but not shorthand. And so they gave me the visa because they knew I could do several jobs. And so I travelled around America until I arrived in San Francisco, and then I liked San Francisco. So
why did you like San Francisco?
Ah, because it was cosmopolitan. I mean, it had 45% of San Franciscan people are Italian. Didn't you know that? Yeah. So they had a big Italian colony in San Francisco. They've got a whole area which is called Coit Hill, and that is all the Italians live. If you went there, you'd think you were in Italy. Really, the men are sitting on the corner with their chatting, and it is really. I don't know about now because I'm going back 40 years, but I loved San Francisco, so I stayed there for a year in San Francisco. In a store and in catering, you know, because work is very funny in America. England, I think, are a little bit more tolerant to people. America is very, very hard. If I always warned anybody that came over as an immigrant, don't be surprised if you get the sack, because they're like that, the Americans. Yeah. Be warned. And so I worked, and I was quite happy actually working, and then my father became ill. So the family wrote and said, we think you should come home. So I came home.
Whereabouts was home then? Holloway?
Yes.
Still in Holloway?
Still in Holloway, yeah. So
you came home and what?
No, I'm sorry. We moved from Holloway because we moved to Islington. And Diesbeckers had a factory by the canal, and attached to the canal, the factory, was a cottage. And the manager, Mazzioli, his name was Mazzioli, they're Friulani, they're from Sequals. And he was going to live in North London in Southgate, so he said to my father, if you like, you could live in the cottage. So we all moved into the cottage in Islington, yes, next door to Diesbeckers, the factory. It sounds weird, but it was lovely. It was a lovely cottage, yes, and we had the canal at the back of us, which was the river going through, and I'd forgotten about that.
Like you've got the canal now.
Yes, we've got a river in front. We've got the river shuttle, yes, this was a canal, but the boats used to go up and down on that. Yes, that was quite nice. We were quite happy there. And then, of course, my father died. He died in 1963, the same year as the Pope, Pope John, and the same year as Kennedy, President Kennedy. All remember that year, because he died, yes. He wasn't ill for long. He had cancer. So, and when my father died, my mother was left with my sister, who was retarded. And she never worked, so I stayed in England to look after my mother.
What did you do? Did you go out to work?
That's when I went to work for my brother-in-law, who had the restaurant. Went back to him. It was called the APA.
Oh, yes.
But I only did that for a short while, and then I went worked in a store in Peter Robinson's, which was in the Strand, sales. And then I decided I'd like to learn something else. So I worked for a silversmith. I did office work. They called them Girl Friday. Have you heard of Girl Friday?
Jack of all trades.
Yes, that you do everything. You know, you do the office, you help in the shop, the silversmith shop. And then I... did
what
that?
Was this?
This was in in the West End, not Brewer Street, or Compton Street, along that way. And then I did that for 1 year, And then I applied for a job where I met my husband, and I worked in investments. I went into investments then, and I studied for investments, and that was quite hard. It was a difficult job, that I studied that. And you see, I always believe that the more you, if you want to do something, you can, you know. Because when I went for the interview, I remember it was very funny. The chap, the manager, who
managing director,
he interviewed me, and he said all the young people that he'd trained, mostly university people, they only worked for about a year or two, and then they would get married. So then they would have to start and train somebody all over again. So of course, they said to me, it was very funny really, he said, are you married, or are you intending to get married? I was already in my 40s. And I said, well, I thought it was a bit of an insult really, you know. I said, I know I'm not married, but I said, you never know what life has in store. That's all I could answer. And so I went, they employed me, they said they employed me because they thought I was sensible. And because I didn't have any knowledge of investments at all, you see, a stock exchange and all that sort of thing. But my boss, who is my husband, taught me, and that's how we met. Yes, I married the boss.
And what was your job? What did it involve?
Well, it involved all the stocks and shares
keeping investment trusts.
Yes, three investment trusts, keeping the records, even when they bought or sold shares. You know, this was our job to do this work. You know, it was very interesting, but it was quite difficult at first to learn. I remember I went to Foyles in Charing Cross Road, and I got every book I could think of involved with stock exchange, because I thought I must try and understand what it's all about, because it is quite complicated. But I got there in the end. And of course, we started court, and we got married. But before we got married, the big bosses decided they couldn't have two people, husband and wife, in the investment department, because
collusion.
We could maybe, you know, fiddle the books or something. So somebody had to change their job, and that was me. So they put me in charge of the mail room and the messengers and the photocopying and all. Well, the general office, they put me in, so I had to learn all that, all over again.
The same salary, or did they change your salary?
No, the same salary, but I worked longer hours, half an hour in the morning earlier and half an hour in the evening. But so I worked until I took early retirement.